Who dares to summon me? To conjure me from the fiery plains of hell to the mortal well? Well, that is unexpected. It's not often that I see a familiar face. In fact, I normally see a charred corpse, because I'm no common demon. To summon me, takes effort, takes dedication, it takes sacrifice and all. I wasn't expecting that from you, mortal. Is this a trap? Do you have priests on standby? Are you going to banish me permanently? I'm not sure I believe that. I mean, why would you summon a demon? It's unusual. You went to such an effort to get rid of your last one. An exorcism is unpleasant for all involved. And yours, from what I remember, was particularly traumatic. Lots of holy water. Burns like acid, doesn't it? Of course, it won't burn you now. Now that you have been cleansed. Now that you are untouchable. Which is a real shame because you are very tempting. Oh, don't mind me. It's in my nature to tempt, to flirt, to... Interesting. Very, very interesting. Looking around, I can tell that you've gone to a lot of effort. More effort than the ritual requires. Lots of personal little touches. Runes painted in your own blood. Are you flirting with me? You're blushing. Oh, I do love it when mortals blush. If this is indeed a trap. Wow. I'm not exactly upset about it. You can't take your eyes off of me, can you? And it's not because you're scared, though you should be. A demon such as myself inspires fear. But you're not afraid. Though your heart is racing. Your blood is thundering through your veins. But I don't smell fear. My untouchable mortal. Doesn't that make you sad? That you're untouchable? Because this pentagram is big enough for two. Of course, you would be a fool to step inside. But then you are a fool, aren't you? Oh, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just highlighting that you're a little foolish. Summoning me. Using your blood in the ritual. Just standing there, looking at me. All of your focus on me. Watching my every move. Foolish. Stepping closer to the pentagram, that's very foolish, and yet you're so much closer now. What a shame you're untouchable. No demon can inhabit you now. No demon can possess you. You'll never feel that again. You'll never feel that depth of sensation. The priest never mentioned that. Oh no. They like to gloss over that. They don't want people to know just how good it feels to be touched by a demon. Of course they don't. They're all about sacrifice. They're all about denial. That isn't what I'm about. Oh no. I'm all about pleasure. I'm all about giving in. Taking it all. I'm all about really, really enjoying it. What do I mean by it? Everything, anything. But that's something you'll never have to worry about, mortal. I mean, you're untouchable. You'll never feel the pleasure that a demon brings. You'll never feel the touch of a demon. Oh no, you're cleansed. You're off limits. You can't be taken. But you could. Oh, nothing. What? Oh, it's just a little loophole. Tiniest of little loopholes. You can't be taken, but you can give yourself away. You can give in to temptation. You can finish what you started. Oh, my foolish little mortal. You're not subtle. The moment I opened my eyes and found myself here, I knew why you summoned me. I knew why you went to search and immense effort. And I appreciated it. Oh, I really, really appreciate it. Using your own blood like flirting, teasing me, wetting my appetite. And I have such an appetite. I'm never satisfied. I always want more. And you feel the same, don't you, mortal? You want more. They tell you you shouldn't. They tell you it's just temptation to turn away when you go to talk to the priest. That's what they say. That's what they always say. But they don't know what it's like. They've never felt it. That depth of freedom, the want, the need, the satisfaction. And you were possessed by a lower level demon. And it still felt so good. It felt so good. Imagine if you gave yourself to a more powerful demon. Like me. Is that what you've been thinking about? Is that why you haven't been able to sleep? Is that why you've been pacing? That thought in your head. So inescapable. Echoes of sensation just teasing you. Memories that haunt you. A taste of freedom that lingers. It's enough to drive you mad. It's enough to make you do something very, very foolish, like summon me. Is that what you want? Is that why you called me here? Is that why you called me here? Is that why you conjured me? Drew these runes with your blood? Made such a meaningful and very appreciated effort. Is that why you did all of this for me? Do you want to give yourself to me? Do you want to feel? Do you want? Oh, mortal. You should know, mortal, that I don't simply possess people. I'm a little more skilled than that. The pleasure I can give you, the feelings of freedom, I don't need to be inside your head for that. Oh no. I can give you something more. I can give you something so much deeper. So much more satisfying. You deserve it. Choosing to give yourself over. Choosing to turn to me. sense of reward. Because you've gone to such trouble. Because you want it so badly, because it is all you can think about. You're so close to the pentagram. All you have to do is step inside. There are no protective wards to stop you. There's nothing stopping you from being mine. There's nothing to stop you from feeling, from being free. But you have to take the final step. It has to be your choice because you're untouchable, and as much as I want to touch, as much as I want to reach out and just take you, I can't. You're right on the edge. Do you want to be mine? Do you want everything that I have to offer? Do you want to give yourself to me? Then all you have to do is take a step. Oh, I told you, you were foolish. You are so, so foolish. And now, you're all mine. Come closer. Let me embrace you. Because mortal, my little, foolish mortal, you're mine now. And I'm never letting